at your Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
You're tuned in live, 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Printer Profit. Back in studio is Bobby. Tonight's matchup here we have on a Tuesday, the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1 taking on the Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division 2. We're live down here in Axel, Kansas, here at Axel High School, the host team of this contest between the Panthers and the Eagles. First up, we'll have our girls contest to follow. We'll have the boys. Upcoming in our girls matchup, the Centralia Panthers, a Class 1A Division 1 team that is ranked third in the classification, taking on an Axel Eagles team that is ranked number 9 in their Class 1A Division 2 to follow a boys team right now unranked for Centralia in Class 1A Division 1, but a ranked number 2 team in Class 1A Division 2 in the Axel Eagle boys, a 20-1 team this season, an 8-0 team in the Twin Valley League. Looking for a victory tonight over the Centralia boys would outright secure the Twin Valley League title for the Axel Eagles. But upcoming here, Centralia and Axel. Centralia looking to finish the TVL play out strong here with this matchup against Axel. They have one more TVL game remaining here on the girls' side. And, of course, also on the boys' side with Blue Valley Randolph at home on Friday, the final home contest of the season for Centralia, a team of the 16-3 so far this season. Just got handled their second league loss last week against the Lynn Bulldogs, a team they beat in the TVL Championship 57-41. Centralia lost 50-46 here on the girls' side, handing them again their second loss in the TVL, dropping them to 6-2. It was the first time Centralia lost to Lynn since 2023. That was the first year for head coach Dusty Thompson. Funnily enough, both games ended with Centralia only scoring 46 points in the losses back in the one in 2023 and here in the one here in 2026. But looking for a bounce back after that. But with that loss to Lynn, it pretty much outright gives the league title to the Hanover Wildcats, who are 9-1 in the Twin Valley League. They have no more TVL opponents remaining, as Centralia has one left in Blue Valley Randolph. So unfortunately, Centralia with two losses in the TVL with Valley Heights and Lynn, they will not be able to repeat as champions here in the TVL after last year's impressive 10-0 performance in 26-0 season. But, of course, Centralia is still taking the accolade home of the TVL championship as well as the chance to repeat as Class 1A Division 1 champions. We'll definitely have the opportunity to do so, potentially a rematch against the ranked number 1 team in Class 1A Division 1 in Little River. But that's to come. But we got to talk about the matchup here tonight. Centralia, Axel, here starting with our girls matchup. Talked a little bit there about Centralia, their season so far, some of the downs, but again, it's mostly been a season of ups, winning the TVL championship, 16-3 at this point, 6-2 in the TVL, 9-0 at home, but on the road, they're 3-3, they're 3-0 in neutral locations, so on the road, and it's been where they've struggled the most, but they get over 1,000 points towards this season, 1,047, averaging 55 points per game, and only allowing an average of 33.9 points per game. Dusty Thompson, he's searching for his 79th win here of his career in his fourth season as the head coach of Centralia. Centralia team packed with plenty of firepower. Corey Thompson, Hayden Kramer, Josie Haber, Camelina Banker, Keelan Rempe, Tava Gibbs, some of the few names we'll definitely hear a lot of tonight, but of course a couple more athletes that will definitely get mentioned in along the way. Centralia, they picked up Tava Gibbs after the winter break, after her injury, and from that point, she's averaged 13 points a game, 9.8 rebounds a game. She's been a big turnaround for this team. They hadn't lost a game with her this year up until that game against Lynn, where, again, they lost by 50-46 against the Lynn Bulldogs. So Centralia looking to bounce back tonight. They'll definitely have the opportunity to do so against an Axel team. Axel is 15-6 this year, their best record since about 2017-18 season, the most wins by far since then, but one of their best seasons since, again, 2015, 15-6 this year, 3-4 in the Twin Valley League. They're 8-2 here at the home stand. They're on a one-game losing streak here as well, just like Centralia. They lost against Blue Valley Randolph, 51-33. They lost earlier in the season against Blue Valley Randolph as well, 45-44. Falling off Centralia, they destroyed Blue Valley Randolph, leaving no mercy on the table side, 45-11 in the semifinal of the TVL tournament. So it's going to be an interesting matchup here for Centralia and Axel. Axel's definitely going to have to get out on a hot start in this match against Centralia. Cannot allow Centralia to not only get hot from outside the three-point line, but find their forwards in the interior with Josie Haverkamp, Saba Gibbs, and Melina Becker. As soon as you can get those three rocking and rolling, it's going to be hard to stop them from strolling along. And of course, also, you got solid guards that come into play as well. Hayden Kramer, Keelan Rempe. Look at Maya Tanking off the bench as well for Centralia. So, Axel, they got a lot to handle here on the Panthers' side. They just got to try to contain it and keep up with them, especially here in the early go of this game. For the Axel Eagles, again, one of their biggest losses this year was losing Maggie Stroffen to a, I believe it was a UCL injury. And, again, that put her out here for the season. She had that injury against Lynn in the TVL tournament. So, yeah, again, unfortunately for her, having that injury. But Axel, overall, they still found plenty of success these past couple of weeks without her. But, of course, having to have a lot of players step up in her place. I mean, it's hard to replace a player like Maggie Stroffen. Brad Rochman said it to me best on one of our locker room chats. There's not really a way you can fill her role. Everyone's just got to step up. Her role is kind of unfillable. She plays in kind of her own way at her own top level. And I'll say I'll mention Flash in a second team TVL. But, of course, her older sister, who's a senior, who reported 500 career rebounds earlier this season. Ellie Stroffen, a 5'10" senior forward. Right now, the tallest here on the team with the absence of her 6'1" sophomore sister. So Stroffen, she'll have to play a big role here to be tough and a great rebounder in this matchup. She's also a first-team Twin Valley League returner and an all-state mention returner, just like her sister. So for Axel, it's about dominating the paint in this game and, of course, also getting their star forward, or excuse me, their star guard out and going, Caitlin Detweiler. Axel, some of their highlights this season. Team in the state in Class 1A Division 1 in the Wabunsee Mustangs, 36-34. That was a win just not too long ago. They also had a win over Valley Heights in the Twin Valley Tournament, a team that Centralia lost to earlier in the season, 62-54. Real quick, we're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll come back and we'll give you some starters and some more notes here for tonight's matchup. Again, it's the Centralia Panthers taking on the Axel Eagles here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double A lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here at 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm back in studio. Could have brought it down here live at Axel High School, the host of this matchup here tonight. Axel here taking on the Centralia Panthers. We start with our girls matchup. Centralia Panthers, a Class 1A Division 1 team, ranked number 3 in the classification. Axel, they are ranked number 9 in their classification in Class 1A Division 2. Here now are starters for tonight's action. Starting off with the Centralia Panthers, the road team in the action. Head coached by Dusty Thompson, his fourth season, chasing his 79th win here in this matchup. He's 78-16 here in his four-year tenure with the Panthers. Starting off here with Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" junior guard, a two-year starter and second-team Twin Valley League returner, who's averaging north of 10 points a game and slightly under 5 rebounds a game. And you have Corey Thompson, the 5'7" senior forward, who last year was averaging 2 points, 4 rebounds a game. This year, she's averaging nearly 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. Josie Haberkamp, the 5'10" junior forward, a top scorer from last year's state team, who this year is right now averaging 13 points a game and 8.7 rebounds a game, chasing for the mark of 250 points here this season. She's at 247, so just a try away from making that possible. Or also Centralia, Keelan Rempe, the 5'7" junior guard, who's averaging 5.2 points per game, 2.2 rebounds a game. She's got 98 points here scored this season. She's looking for mark number 100 for the first time in her career this season. Dave Gibbs, a junior forward, couple games missed this season. I mean, she missed her first 4 games here of the year. First team Twin Valley League returner, averaged 12 points a game last season. Here she's averaging 13 points a game and 9.8 rebounds a game, nearly a double-double every night she plays. Right now she's chasing for 150 points in this matchup, 147 so far, 147 rebounds this year, and 195 points scored this season. So again, here for the Centralia Panthers is Cora Thompson, Hayden Kramer, Josie Haberkamp, Keelan Rempe, and Sava Gibbs. But the Axel Eagles, led by head coach Brad Brockman, who's also in his fourth season here with the Axel Eagles, a record of 35-48. Here at Allie Stroppin, the 5'10" senior forward, 500 career rebounds. She picked that up earlier in the season in the Twin Valley League tournament, averaging 7.5 points per game, 3 rebounds a game. Kaylin Detweiler, the leader here of this team, the captain, if you will, the 5'5" sophomore guard, who's averaging 4 steals a game, 13 points, and 9.5 rebounds a game. She's a do-it-all player, and she's definitely one of the fastest and quickest and most active players there on the court for Axel, and is going to be a big key role here in this matchup here for Axel. Avery Busting, a 5'5" senior guard, aggressive and a great shooter. Kelly McClellan, a 5'6" senior, averages 3 points and 2 rebounds a game. And then Alyssa Hazengap, a 5'7" senior guard, who averages 4 points a game and 3 rebounds a game. Again, here for the Axel Eagles, it's Natalie Stroppin, Caitlin Detweiler, Avery Busting, Kelly McClellan, and Alyssa Hazengap. The Axel Eagles here are starting 3 seniors, or 4 seniors here in tonight's action. It's a senior night here for Axel. They got Natalie Stroppin, Avery Busting, Kelly McClellan, and Alyssa Hazengap all taking the floor here tonight for the Axel Eagles. I can imagine also for the boys' contest, you'll probably see all the senior boys starting in that one. For Centralia here, only one senior that'll start on the floor with Corey Thompson, the 5'7" senior. That's the starting lineup being put together from 4 juniors, Kramer, Haberkamp, Rempe, and Gibbs. And now teams getting prepared here to stake their benches and getting ready for the starters. And, of course, here are national anthem again. Axel this season, 15-6 on the year, 3-4 in the Twin Valley League, 49.3 points scored per game, 27.6 points allowed per game. The Centralia Panthers, the winner of the Twin Valley Championship this season, 57-41 over Lynn. Right now, they are 16-3 this year, 6-2 in the Twin Valley League. Their home stand is perfect at 9-0, but here they are on the road tonight. They are 3-3 on the road, so they are going to look for a big tough road matchup against a number 9 ranked Class 1 in Division 2 team in the Axel Eagles. Centralia Panthers definitely looking to try to get it done here in this matchup. We talked a couple of keys here in that first second, but let's talk about, let's kind of recite a couple of those and throw in a couple more here as well. Talk about that Centralia. They got a couple of great forwards. Lena Becker, Josie Haverkamp, Sava Gibbs, Court Thompson. This is a team that is forward stacked, but the forwards can also extend themselves outside and towards the perimeter, also around the three-point line. So Centralia, a lot of strong players there on their roster that can kind of play both ways. But again, on the inside, just so much height through their bigs. Lena Becker, Sava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, Court Thompson. It's going to be tough here to stop that paint play for Centralia for Axel, but also trying to limit what can come from the outside with Hayden Kramer and also Keelan Rempe, both top three-point shooters to defend. They're only shooting roughly between 23% between each other, but when they can get hot on the outside, they can keep it going. Centralia, they've upgraded their three-point percentage. Last time I called this team, they were only averaging 18% outside the arc. Now they're up to 20, so they've been kind of hitting recently these last couple of weeks from outside the arc. They'd like to try to continue to allow that three-point ball to play and kind of parallel with that paint play and work it into fruition for Axel. Again, it's going to be key here for Centralia to shut down Caitlin Detweiler, a top player. It's going to be hard to shut her down, but to limit her will definitely be a case that Centralia will try to look for, someone who is strong in all regards. But real quick, a break for our national anthem. We'll come back. We'll get on for the tip-off. Centralia, Axel, here on 92.1 KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hansaland Radio.
Welcome here to 92.1 KMZA. Your matchup here on a Tuesday, Centralia in will host this contest, a TVA. Working right to left will be Axel. Working left to right of your dial will be Centralia. Centralia in the black tops, orange numerals, and Axel with the white tops and blue numerals in the middle. It's Sally Stropson for Axel and Tava Gibbs for Centralia. And here's our tip-off. 4 quarters in 32 minutes here. Basketball action is now on the way down here at Axel, Kansas. Centralia wins the opening possession with Hayden Kramer. She dribbles out to the left side. Kramer out to right, Rempe. Rempe sets back for a three-point shot off the back of the heel and rebounded by Detweiler. Down the floor, Detweiler to the elbow, pass down the block, opposite side, and the ball goes out of bounds, a sail over the head of Stroppen, and Axel with the first turnover on this game after their first opening possession. Centralia taking it down the floor. Hayden Kramer switching out to the left side on a dribble. Now she'll go to the right hand on a screen by Thompson. To the elbow, now to the block, short corner, sets the screen for Gibbs. Gibbs sets the screen in the nail for Rempe. Rempe, Kramer down to Haverkamp. Now spinning on the block, trying to get a deuce to go in. Couldn't fly it. And Detweiler, another rebound for Axel. Down the floor to McClellan, and McClellan will be called on a travel for Axel. Again, Axel starting four seniors here on senior night, with Stroffman, Boosting, McClellan, and Hazenkamp, all for the Eagles. They'll be honored in the halftime of the boys' contest later today. 0-0 game, 7-11 to go here in the opening quarter. Centralia has it, Rempe Kramer. Screen is set on the right seam. She drives inside, jump stop, couldn't find the basket. And a rebound, boarded up by Hazenkamp for Axel. And a tie up at the top of the nail. A jump ball, that'll go towards Axel. On the possession arrow, Jacob Maxwell here, a couple of substitutes hitting the floor for the Eagles, bringing in Reagan Hazenkamp, the 5'7" sophomore. Axel down the floor, they get it to Hazenkamp, drives inside the nail, loses the ball right in front of her, and it's picked up for a first steal of the game by David Gibbs. Three turnovers here for Axel on all three possessions. Centralia with it on the far wing to Rempe. Rempe trying to get out to a teammate, finds Haverkamp to Kramer, driving on the elbow to the block and spins it in off the heel. That opens up our scoring. Centralia now 2-0, a minute 30 here into the game. Axel looking to respond, working in around the three-point line. At the top to Detweiler, the bouncer to the left side, averaging 13 points a game this season, 9.5 rebounds a game, and 4 steals. Top player here for Axel, one of the best guards here in the Twin Valley League, and just a sophomore, passes it to the block and finds her senior teammate. Now he's dropping for two. Detweiler gets the assist. It's a 2-2 game. 2 minutes here in this first quarter. Rempe on the far corner. Walks up with it and slices it here to Rempe. Or excuse me, to Thompson. Thompson, Kramer, 2 foot in front of the basket, misses it to the left and rebounded by Detweiler. Her third board here of the quarter. And as soon as she gets the rebound, she will give it right back to Centralia. Axel now with 4 turnovers here in the game. 5 times they've owned the possession. Centralia throwing it in under the glass. It's Rempe looking to her left. She's got little time left. She throws it into Haverkamp, and it's knocked out of bounds by Axel. 5:47 left to go in the opening quarter. 2-2, Centralia and Axel. Centralia throwing it inbound. The baseline set, throwing into Haverkamp on the left elbow. Now to Gibbs on the right. Left seam, screen set to Rempe. Rempe in the nail, kicks out to near to Kramer. Kramer at the top of the arc. She'll take a straightaway aisle set, and that missed to the right side. Now out of bounds it goes. Possession now to Axel off the missed three from Hayden Kramer. First three attempts of the game for the Centralia Panthers. Axel taking it down the floor. Stroffman now to Reagan Hazenkamp on the left side. Inside short corner, kicks out to the near wing. Detweiler to the far corner. 3-pointer on the way. Too far off the window from McClellan. But making the offensive rebound is Axel. They work it around the three-point line inside of the block, missing underneath, and a rebound by Kramer. Centralia down the floor. Kramer, Gibbs, the overhead, now down to Rempe. Rempe trying to get it off the board, and she does so. Centralia, 2 layups here in this first quarter. They're up 4-2 over Axel. 4:55 to go in this first quarter. And now here's a takeaway from Rempe. Down the floor. Rempe pass half court. Axel with 5 turnovers. Centralia feeding it to Gibbs underneath, and she finds 2. And a timeout is called. 4:41 to go in the first quarter. 6-2. Centralia over Axel. A full timeout here taken by the Axel Eagles. We'll step aside for 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
.441 left to go here in our beginning quarter, 6-2. Centralia over Axel. They've scored four straight. Axel trying to respond. They have the ball. Now they're trying to keep the possession alive. Detweiler at half court. Out to the left seam. Now to Alyssa Hazenkamp. She sets a screen to Detweiler. Detweiler dribbles in down the aisle, looking up the right block, but missing the layup. And the rebound picked up by Haber-Camp for Centralia to Gibbs. At the timeline, Gibbs dribbles out to her left. Screen is set. Out to Rempe on the far corner. She'll drive it inside, kick it down with a near short corner. Shot up, missed by Thompson. Now for a putback attempt. Gibbs missed. And a foul to follow. Called on Centralia. Checking the number here at the scorer's table. They get the foul called on Josie Haber-Camp. Her first of the game. First foul for either team. Here coming against Centralia. Axel works it right to left. Here. A press defense for Centralia. Axel gets it down the floor with ease to Detweiler. Detweiler driving down left side block and loses the ball out of bounds. That'll be the sixth turnover of the quarter for Axel. 3 minutes, 51 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 6-2, Centralia still over Axel. And scored four consecutive points here. A bucket from Kramer, Rempe, and Gibbs all within the paint. As Kramer drives on the right elbow, tries to toss it to her teammate, but it's stolen by Hazenkamp. Down the floor, on the right block, trying to throw it up. It's blocked down. And I think they're going to get a jump ball tie-up. The possession here is staying with Axel. So the first turnover of the game for Centralia. Steal from Reagan Hazenkamp. Centralia, they're set up. With Kaitlyn Detweiler throwing it in left corner to Reagan. The ball is quickly bat out of bounds by Maya Tanking, who's in here for the Centralia Panthers. Right off the bench, her first time in this contest. Now Axel will throw it in from the far corner, crowd sideline. Detweiler passes it, dropping, drives in the key, kicks out. Left side to Bussing to Haber-Camp. And now Detweiler dribbling out to her right and passing on a zip through Hazenkamp. And now back to Detweiler for a three-pointer on the corner. Missed. Out of bounds. The ball is batted. And Centralia will take over. Off the last touch by the Eagles. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. 6-2. Centralia over Axel. Aiden Kramer on a slow tempo. Down the right side of the court. Now she'll switch her left hand. Dribble fast. Looking around, veering right. Now passing to Tanking. Tanking inside. Pass in the paint. Now to Becker. Becker skips it on the baseline, but it goes out of bounds. No target for her. Intended for Tava Gibbs, but Gibbs is too far up in the paint. Not as low as she could have expected her to be. Second turnover of the game for Centralia. Six here for Axel. They had only 2 points. Down by 4-6-2 with 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Axel holding it with Detweiler on the right seam. Dribbling back left to right. Now left. Passing to her teammate. A bounce pass. Reset up top of the arc to Reagan. Reagan flying from the right elbow, missing the shot. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch on Centralia. Substitutes at the floor for the Centralia Panthers. Cora Thompson, Keelan Rempe coming into the game. Here is set underneath the basket on the inbound from Detweiler, throwing over the top to Bussing. Bussing to her left to Stroppen. Stroppen left seam. Now pass down the low wing to Detweiler. Detweiler, who is still looking for her first points of the contest. She's already got 4 rebounds in this first quarter. So dribbling to the right elbow, kick out to the wing. Bussing hook shot from the top of the free throw line. Missed. Rebounded again by Detweiler. 5 boards now here in the quarter. Missed a layup. A foot in front of the basket. Underneath, Alyssa Hazenkamp picks it up, and she is fouled. Hazenkamp will go up to the free throw line and shoot two. Hazenkamp looking for her first point in this contest. Alyssa, the 5'7" senior. Foul was on Tava Gibbs, her first of the contest. First free throw is up and sliced straight away for Alyssa Hazenkamp. Axel now down by three, 6-3, with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Hazenkamp trying to make her second free throw as it is smooth as butter through the basket as well. 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Alyssa Hazenkamp, 6-4. Axel up by two over Axel. 2 minutes now to go here in this first quarter. Gibbs dribbles down the left block, kicks it out to Rempe, and they're going to get Centralia 3 seconds in the lane, their third turnover of the quarter. Centralia applying a man-to-man, full-court pressure here. Axel trying to break it. Pass half-court to Reagan Hazenkamp. She'll float it down the floor. It's almost stolen by Centralia, but Axel keeps it on the far corner. Pushing now to Detweiler at the Axel logo. Right at the beak. She'll dribble down the right side lane. The ball is blocked out of bounds. Picked up right before it reaches the baseline by Detweiler. Gets her own blocked shot. Now she resets herself up at the timeline. 8 seconds here on the shot clock. She floats the three. It's off the front rim and rebounded by Thompson. Her first four of the game. Centralia takes it down the floor. Gibbs on the left elbow. Spins around. Now she's put in front of the block. And she finishes for two. Gibbs with some fancy moves. Her second bucket made of the game. 8-4. Centralia up over Axel with 1:10 to go in the first. Porter. Bussing. Detweiler. Not the elbows drop and floats it. Floating herself in. Missing the shot. Rebound by Rempe. Her first board of the game. Rempe past the sideline of tanking. Tanking Gibbs. Now a 3-point flyer from Gibbs. Missed. Fighting for her own rebound at the elbow. And nearly muscles it in. Couldn't finish. But Becker now a chance for the putback. And she loses that ball out of bounds. Centralia turns it over. After what was an impressive rebound by Gibbs, her own missed three. Back-to-back offensive rebounds, but Centralia couldn't put up any points. Axel now working right to the left of your dial, facing the full-court pressure by Centralia, one of the best pressures here in the entirety of the Twin Valley League and in the state. But Axel breaks it. Detweiler, the top of the arc, dribbles down the right of the three-point line. Detweiler giving it back at the wing, drives in, floats it from the right elbow! Clean from Caitlin Detweiler, her first point of the first quarter. A 2-point game here. Gibbs trying to respond, spins it in off the window. Gibbs, 3 buckets here in this first quarter. 10-6. Centralia over Axel. 8.8 seconds left to go. Ball is knocked out of bounds on the far side. Underneath the glass, Axel working with it. Baseline set. Detweiler throws it in. She looks over the top to McClellan. 7 seconds to go the quarter. Now setting the feet. Detweiler tries the three. Misses. Gibbs. Rebounds. And we'll look to hold this one out on the quarter as we end quarter number one. 10-6. Centralia over Axel. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider. Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Kansaland Radio.
Ten 10-6, Centralia leads over Axel by 4 entering quarter number 2. Centralia has not lost the lead here yet in this game, but they've been tied a few times here in this contest. But right now, Centralia owns it by 4. They have the possession coming out of this first quarter here in the second. Thompson at the elbow, lunging to her right side, now in the short corner to Haverkamp. Hoists the ball on her left hip. Now to Thompson. Thompson kicks out. Rempe, three-point flyer off the right of the rim, and clearing the board is Hazenkamp for Axel. And a foul to follow right after, called on Centralia. Foul coming right on against Cora Thompson. Third foul of the game for Centralia. First here in this second quarter. Axel is still yet to pick up a foul here on their side. Either first, now here to start of the second as they break the presser down the floor. Detweiler setting the feet. McClellan for a three, and she drains it. A penny down the drain for McClellan. She averages 3 points a game. She just hit her 3 points. Now Centralia can solve with Becker underneath the basket. The ball is knocked out of her hands, and Centralia will keep it on the baseline right under the glass. 10-9, Centralia up by one over Axel. 7:16 to go in the first half. Baseline set. Heading up to the top of the elbow. Pass in from Rempe to Haverkamp. Now Becker. Becker, Haverkamp. This would be Rempe. Rempe on the far wing. Pass into Haverkamp. And a foul is called here now against Axel. Their first foul of the game and the first here of the second quarter. Coming against Caitlin Detweiler, the one you wouldn't want the foul here to come on if you're Axel. But only her first of the game. Not much to worry about. Rempe throws this into Haverkamp. And it spins in the bowl and finds its way in for two. Haverkamp with her first points of the contest. Axel down the floor, double-teamed up as Detweiler, gets it through a small hole of Bussing, and now the ball is knocked away by Haverkamp out of bounds into the scores table. Axel reset it on the near sideline with 6:51 to go in the second quarter. Down by 3, 12-9. Axel with possession, trailing here to Centralia. Throwing into Detweiler on the near side. 18 seconds of the shot clock. Detweiler dribbles out right, stuck on the pivot, leans and find Strothman, now Bussing, sets on the right wing, fires off the back heel, really bounded by Kramer. Down the floor, Kramer, balls punched out of her hands, last touch by Axel. Centralia maintaining the possession here under the glass, left side, heel and Rimpy here on the Dawson. Centralia runs a high baseline set. Rempe throws into Haverkamp near the elbow. Now to Thompson. Thompson Kramer sets her feet, looks right. Kramer. Rempe dribbling inside the paint, kicks back out to Kramer, sets the screen. Left side elbow, shot to the basket, short to the rim, and picked up by Detweiler for her 7th rebound of the game. Detweiler setting up McClellan for another three off the heel and picked up by Haverkamp, her 2nd board of the contest. Kramer being vocal at the timeline. She looks to her right, sends it that way to Rempe. Rempe, interior look on a flash from Becker. Becker, Thompson, short corner, bounces a couple times, but pinballs its way in. Thompson, the senior, getting her first points in the contest. Centralia 14-9, 5-point lead over Axel with 5:48 to go in the first half. Dribbling down through the block, Detweiler, ball knocked out of her hands. Axel will keep it. Becker comes out, Tava Gibbs comes in. Axel run a baseline set. Strothman hits the ball, now looks to her left side to meet Detweiler. She looks into Haverkamp, steals out down low, couldn't get this shot. Now she'll look for a putback off the rebound, but couldn't. And now Keelan Rempe picks up the defensive board for Centralia. Centralia at the top of the arc. Rempe, strain is set. She'll dribble out right. She's got a wide open shot, 12 foot from the basket. And she'll nudge it in. Rempe now 2 buckets in this first half. 5:18 to go in the second quarter, and Rempe's got a steal down the floor. It's her 2nd steal of the game. 7th turnover for Axel. Rempe throwing it down under, finding a wide open Gibbs. A passing lane you can throw a truck through. Not sure why you try to lift something like that up, but Gibbs was that wide open. The assist for Rempe, and now Axel calling a timeout here with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. They drew it to a 1-point game, 10-9. But then Centralia went on an 8-point run. It's now 18-9. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on I-2.1, KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here the Axel Eagles having another timeout here in this first half. Down by 9, 18-9 here to Centralia with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Detweiler points her right hand down the floor. She passes it to Stroppin, nearly getting the ball taken away, and does so. Gibbs with her second steal of the game. Axel now their eighth turnover, setting up Kramer for a three-pointer. Drained from the left wing. Hayden Kramer, first three of the game, first three here for Centralia. Now Axel looking to respond. A bounce pass it outside the McClellan to Detweiler, driving around the wing, jump stop in the elbow, kicks out to McClellan. McClellan shifts to her right, pass to Detweiler, nearly losing the ball, but pick back up Detweiler on the top of the nail. Now to Bussing, 10 seconds here on the shot clock. Reagan Hazekamp, jump stop, the foot in front of the basket, missing the shot. Now underneath, Detweiler, offensive rebound, couldn't finish, but another chance here for Axel. Underneath, Bussing on the offensive board. Shot clock has reset, 22 seconds now on it. Reagan Hazekamp drives out to her left, flips out here to Bussing. Bussing veers right to the elbow, now to Detweiler. Detweiler toss out, left wing, Hazekamp, trying to finish in front of the rim. This time she does. Couple of offensive rebounds put Axel on the board here, ending a mistaken second of point streak for the Centralia Panthers. Here now, Centralia underneath, and sending foul is Hayden Kramer. Kramer will head to the line and shoot two. That was on Axel, their second foul of the quarter, and the second foul of the game coming against Caitlin Detweiler. First free throw up and rolled off the left of the basket for Kramer. Substitution on the floor for Centralia. Maya taking the 5'6" sophomore guard coming in. A solid ball handler here for the team. Avery Bussing comes out for Axel, and coming in for her will be Alyssa Hazenkamp, the senior. A senior for a senior exchange. Up at the free throw line, trying to finish this one out with a free throw is Kramer, and her second one barrels on in. 22-11, 11-point lead for Centralia. That was a steal for Rempe. Down the floor. Misses the easy bunny. And a foul to follow. And that foul comes on against, I believe, Hayden Kramer. It will be. It'll be her first of the game. Second team foul here for the Centralia Panthers in this quarter. Down the floor, Reagan Hazekamp. Working down the floor quickly, but she loses the ball straight in front of her, kicking it out of bounds. And Axel, with 10 turnovers here in the first half, 11 points. Down by 11, 22-11 to Centralia. 3:23 to go in this second quarter. Kramer to Rempe on the left wing. Dribbling inside the nail. She'll look left, passing out that way to Tanking. Tanking down low to Haverkamp. He keeps it inbounds off a heel. Toe tap from the sideline. Tanking to Kramer. Shifts it up to the timeline. The screen is set. She'll go opposite side. She'll drive to the basket with a swan dive finish. Hayden Kramer, 8 points here in the first half. Axel down the floor with Reagan Hazekamp. And now a deflection in the traffic lane. Taken away by Tama Gibbs, her third steal of the contest. Gibbs down the floor in the paint. And they're going to get a foul on the offense. A charge called on Tama Gibbs, her second foul of the game. Third team foul of the quarter on Centralia. Centralia leads by 13, 24-11 here over Axel. 2:45 left to go in the second quarter. Centralia still here with some pressure. 2-3 zone here down the floor. Detweiler past the timeline to Stroppin. Stroppin to Hazenkamp on the far corner. And whistle is blown. There is a volleyball that has hit the court. Well, that's the wrong season. Don't know how that thing got in here. 2:34 to go. Of course, both Axel and Centralia both had really nice finishes in volleyball this year. Centralia taking second overall in their state finish, and Axel taking fourth overall, their best finish in quite some time. Here's Centralia working, Axel working it in down under. Well, now you're expecting if a pigskin might fly in here anytime soon. 2:24 left to go in the second quarter. Axel throwing it under the baseline. The top end is dropping from Detweiler. It's dropped with a left-hand hook finish. 4 points here in the first half for Natalie Stroppin. 24-13, Centralia is still over Axel with 2:14 to go in the second quarter. Tanking, passing down the Rempe, falls, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel, Centralia keeps it. They'll run a baseline set with Rempe on the right side. Rempe tosses it into Haverkamp. She picks up the elbow. She quickly turns around off the back heel. Rebounded by Becker, finding the basket. It rolls over the heel. So, unfortunately, not able to finish through, but Centralia gets it back on the steal with Haverkamp, and she finishes for the steal and deal. Centralia, they know how to make quick work. Off turnovers, Axel down the floor, a foul called on Centralia, and they'll send Caitlin Detweiler up to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Melina Becker, her first of the contest. Centralia's fourth foul here in the quarter. Number two, first free throw through the basket for Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler, not much here on the scoring side of things this first half, but he's got 8 rebounds and assists as well. But 3 points here, trying to make it 4 at the free throw line. Her next free throw is pure as silk. 2 for 2 at the line she goes. 4 points here in the first half for Caitlin Detweiler. Kramer on the far side of the perimeter. Looks right to Becker. Becker to Rempe. Looking left, passes back to Becker. Straight is set. Becker off the elbow. Now turns herself to the right. Passes to Kramer. Tanking. Points it to her left shoulder. Now to Rempe on the far side. She'll fly a 3 off the front of the rim. And clearing the board is McClellan for Axel. Centralia giving it up here to Axel down the floor. Axel works. And some substitutes will hit the floor as Axel reset here from the sideline. Cora Thompson and Tava Gibbs coming back in here for Centralia. Axel throwing it in from the near sideline. Stroppin into Hazenkamp. Alyssa driving in the nail. Out to the right wing. Setting a screen off the pass to McClellan. Now to Reagan Hazenkamp. Jump stop from the right elbow. Off the heel and rebounding the ball is Melina Becker, the junior. Down the floor. Push the tanking. On the near wing. She'll get a wide open mid-range shot. She'll miss it. It'll go far off. But it's last touch of the bounds by Axel. With 59 seconds to go in the first half, 26-15. Centralia leads over Axel. Tanking has the throw in here. Line set right in front. Throw in to Rempe. She'll drive down and finish for two. That's Hayden Kramer on the finish. Centralia up 28-15 over Axel. 13-point lead with 45 seconds now to go in the first half. Going to let 10-6 coming out of the first quarter. Detweiler, opposite side elbow to Stroppin, missing in front of the basket. And Becker with another defensive rebound for Centralia. She's got 3 defensive boards here in the second quarter. And a timeout is called by head coach Dusty Thompson. It's a full timeout. We're back here in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 28-15, Centralia over Axel with less than a minute to go in quarter number two.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
28-15, Centralia over Axel here in the second quarter with Just a little under, I believe, 30 seconds here left to go in this second period. Centralia was only up by 4 exiting the first quarter, 10-6. But here in quarter number 2, they've scored 18 points. Axel has only scored 9. And now here, Centralia comes out after this timeout with Kramer at half court, 30 seconds to go in this first half. Out left side, Thompson. Thompson back right to Kramer, potentially to hold this one out to get the last shot up of this half. Shot clock's only ahead by a second or two. Centralia working inside, low block, Gibbs finishes. 10 points in the first half for Tava Gibbs, alongside 3 steals and 2 boards. Already a great game for her. Axel tries to punish a long two from the far corner from Hazenkamp. She misses, and Centralia will go into the locker room up by 15, 30-15 over the Axel Eagles. We're back here after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Join us for the 4th annual Sabetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sabetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255. For a free quote.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Thirty to 15 here, our score at the halftime, Centralia over Axel here on a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, 30-15 is our score. Centralia over Axel. Centralia led over the Axel Eagles 10-6 after the first quarter, but outscored the Eagles 20-9 in quarter number two. A very impressive in quarter indeed for Axel, or for Centralia. Let's look at the numbers here. Team stats for Centralia, 13 rebounds, 4 turnovers, 1 of 4 outside the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 8 steals and assists. But one timeout taken there in the first half. And for Axel, 12 rebounds, 10 turnovers, 1 of 4 outside the arc, 4 at the free throw line, a steal, 1 assist, and 2 timeouts taken in the first half. For Centralia, some of the individual numbers, Court Thompson, 2 points, a rebound, Caden Kramer with the impressive first half performance indeed from her with 10 points for Centralia, the 3-pointer as well, the sole 3-pointer for the Panthers with 2 rebounds and a steal. Josie Haverkamp with steal, 2 buckets for 4 points and 2 rebounds. Melina Becker, junior guard, who's got 4 boards the first half. No point, but still boarding up well, relating Centralia with rebounds so far. She had 3 rebounds in the second quarter alone. Kaylin Rempe, she's on a tear right now on the defensive side with 3 steals, also an assist, 4 points, and 2 rebounds. And then also the do-it-all player for Centralia, the junior forward, but she gets it done in every way. 3 steals, 2 rebounds, 10 points. Her and Hannah and Kramer are putting on quite a show between the two. So now you look over to Axel. Reagan Hazenkamp right now, a steal, 2 points, a rebound. Natalie's dropping 4 points. Caitlin Detweiler, 4 points. She puts you at the free throw line. 8 rebounds and assists. Avery Blissing, just a rebound. Kaylin McClellan, the lone 3 for Axel with a board. And Alyssa Hazenkamp, 2 for 2 at the free throw line in the first quarter. That's all her points are. And a rebound in both quarter 1 and quarter number 2. Axel's got clean up here. The turnovers heading into the second half, but right now they're doing a good job here, at least rebounding the ball. At one point they were kind of getting, kind of dominated on that side of the board, but they're starting to make it work. But Centralia, they're scoring high. Axel has to find a way to keep within Caitlin Detweiler. Let's find a way to keep herself here on the fourth. Already 2 fouls to lead here for Axel. I think it's timeout here for the next 2.5 minutes or so. We'll come back with live second half action here on 92.1 KMZA. Centralia looking to get their 7th win here in the TBL this season. Axel looking to try to make an impressive comeback against a ranked number 3 team in Class 1 Division 1 in the Centralia Panthers. All right, back in 2.5 minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shod. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double man lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back after our Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Centralia here up by 15, 30-15 here over the Axel Eagles. Axel will start off with the ball here to start the second half, working left to right here of your dial. Dropped in Caitlin Zentweather, Avery Bussing, Alyssa Hazen, Campin, and Kelly McClellan, not all near the floor for Axel again this second half. Here, Axel working with the ball, kick outside to the seam, right side, McClellan makes the three-point shot. Wow! It bounced a couple of times off the heel before it finally made the decision to fall in. That's the senior's second three made here of the game. Axel's second three total. Now they're only down by 12 to Centralia. Centralia working with the ball on the right elbow from Gibbs down under to Thompson in a finish for two. Haverkamp, excuse me, Gibbs gets her first assist of the contest. Axel trying to push it down the floor to get him a McClellan. McClellan inside, Bussing, and Bussing punches it off the front of the rim, and the rebound picked up by Rempe for Centralia. Down the floor, switching to a right hand to dribble. Now out to Gibbs on the far corner. Gibbs shakes it above her head. Now she'll veer inside to the right elbow. Pass back up to the top to Rempe. Rempe out left to Kramer. Kramer back to Rempe. 14 on the shot clock. Now on the right low wing, Thompson stepping with her left foot in. Now back out. Pass to Rempe on the left. Rempe to the elbow. 7 seconds here. Left to go on the shot clock. Spinning around. Firing off the window. Josie Haverkamp for two. 34-18. Centralia over Axel. But 6:30 to go here in the second quarter. Axel down the floor. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Centralia. Axel making a substitution, bringing in Reagan Hazenkamp, the 5'7" sophomore, taking up Avery Bussing. Axel throwing it in from the left side. Baseline under the glass. With Detweiler in the strop on the right seam. Pump fake, drive inside, spin around, foot in front of the right elbow. The ball goes in and out of the basket. And a foul in front of the basket called on Axel. Foul will come against none other here than Caitlin Detweiler. That is her third foul of the game. That is huge to have her in this kind of foul trouble in this third quarter for Axel. First shot picked up of the quarter here for either team. Charge on the Eagles. Centrally on the floor, left wing. Up to the right nail. Right the nail to Haverkamp. She spins inside and finishes for two. Haverkamp, a cycling machine down in the paint. Axel down the floor. Far side perimeter to Detweiler. Dribbles out to the right. Stuck on the pivot. Now she'll turn left. Lunge that way. Firing to Detweiler. Stropman to McClellan. Missed a short corner shot. And clearing the board is Josie Haverkamp. Down the floor. Gibbs. Pass the Axel Eagle. Half court logo. Gives with Centralia. Veers to her left. Nearly loses the ball on a dribble. Makes it back up. Fires to Rempe. Rempe to Gibbs. Back with it. In control. Screen set. She'll go opposite side. Left elbow. Now the block. Skip up the top of the rim. And a rebound by Reagan Hazenkamp and Axel. Reagan down the floor. Switches to her left hand. Drives in the paint. Jump stop in front of the basket. Missing. And now they're going to get a jump ball tied up under the glass. Possession arrow to Centralia. 5:17 to go in the third quarter, 36-18. Centralia leads over Axel. Centralia with the ball. In control, Rempe on the left wing. Up top to Gibbs. Gibbs sets her feet, fires the three down straight, but couldn't make it. Rebound by Detweiler. She's down the floor with her ninth board of the game. Past the timeline to Stropman. She sets her feet for a three on the far wing. It's in, out of the basket. Now picked up underneath by Hazenkamp. She misses the putback, and now Stropman for an opportunity for Axel, and she finishes. Off her 10th rebound of the game, Caitlin Detweiler with the putback. 4:48 to go in the third quarter. Timeout is called by Axel. It's a 32nd, 36-20. Centralia over Axel. We'll take a timeout. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Kansaland Radio.
.448 to go in quarter number three, 36-20, Centralia over Axel, down the floor, Tava Gibbs, in her right hand. As she takes it to the right side, passes to Kramer, to Haverkamp, on the elbow, backside look to Gibbs, and the ball just under her hand, out of reach. Centralia, their fifth turnover of the game, substitutions hit the floor for the Panthers. Kramer tanking Becker, Haverkamp, and Gibbs on the floor for Centralia. As Axel works this one down the floor, breaking the press, dropping McClellan, three-pointer from the near side, missing and rebounded by Haverkamp, her fourth board of the game. To Becker, Becker gives, past half court. Kramer looking down under to Becker. Becker trying to spin inside, and they're going to get a foul called on Axel. Second team foul of the quarter on Axel, and that'll be the fourth foul of the game for Caitlin Detweiler. She will ride the bench for probably the remainder of this third quarter. Coming in for early, Avery Bussing. Detweiler, a tough player to hear have out on the bench, especially with 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Centralia definitely can take advantage of this. Three-point flyer by Kramer, missed. Centralia now 1 of 5 outside the three-point line. Reagan Hazenkamp taking this one down the floor for Axel. Got Alyssa Hazenkamp. McClellan, inside look, on the low block, in for two. Natalie Stroffman, her sixth point of today, trailing by 14 to Centralia, 36-22 with 3:44 to go in this third quarter. Axel here in the zone, 2-3. Centralia working it around the three-point line, drive inside, and lose the ball to bounds. Axel will take over off Centralia's sixth turnover of the game. Centralia kind of working out of this full court pressure, picking up at half court. Axel Stroffman, left side McClellan, inside back to Stroffman, and a foul, blocking foul called on Centralia on the far low block. That'll go on Maya Tanking. Taking her first foul of the game, first team foul of the quarter for Centralia. Axel going in on the inbound and finding it in for an easy slicer. Reagan Hazekamp for two. That's this for Natalie Stroffman. Now Centralia down the floor, turned over. Melissa Hazekamp, her first steal of the game. Centralia's seventh turnover. McClellan, Stroffman on the right elbow, drives to the basket and using the window for two. Dropping now 4 points in this third quarter. Now laid down by 10 is Axel with 2:54 to go in the third. Centralia looking to respond. Kramer floats it down the low block. Opposite side. Now the Tanking. 3 point fire through the basket. Maya Tanking, her first point of the game. She's 27% outside the 3 point line. There she cans it. 2:43 to go in this third quarter. Timeout taken by Centralia. A full 60. We'll take 30 aside. 39-26. The Panthers of Centralia lead over Axel.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, coming off a Centralia Panthers timeout, their second timeout here utilized of this contest. 39-26, Centralia leads over Axel here by 13. Before going into that timeout, Maya Tanking splashed the three for the Panthers. 2:43 left to go here in this third quarter. Axel has it. Centralia working back here, a 2-2-1. Full court zone pressure, but Axel gets it down the floor. Near side, McClellan to Hazenkamp. Dribbles up to the right seam. Now lunging to her right, calls for her teammate, looks left, hands it off to Bussing. Bussing it to McClellan. Screen is set to the elbow. Now on the far side, skip to the corner. Strauffin, bounce passing in, but foul called on Centralia. Foul will be on Maya Tanking, her second foul here of the quarter and game. Centralia picking up their second foul this third quarter as well with 2:20 to go. Up 39-26 over Axel. Axel with the ball. Hazenkamp, right side into the drop in, back to Raising Hazenkamp, and she finishes 4-2. Reagan Hazenkamp, a sophomore, having a nice day so far. 6 points in this contest. She averages 7 points a game. Centralia, right elbow, Gibbs, kicked out, Tanking, now in the left corner, Thompson, in, good, for a long two, feet just a foot in front of the three-point line, and now Axel making quick work, down the court, and inside, Avery Bussing in the paint, 1:40 to go, down the third, Centralia, on the right wing, Tanking, Rempe, inside look at the elbow to Becker. Flip side, down back to Thompson at the short corner. Return to Rempe. On the right wing now to Tanking. Jump stop at the elbow and a foul called on Axel. That'll send Tanking up to the free throw line to shoot two. 1:28 to go in the third quarter. Foul called on Avery Bussing, her first in the game. Team's third for Axel of this quarter. 41-30. Centralia 11-point lead over Axel. And this first free throw is drained by Maya Tanking. Speaking about drain, she drained a three-pointer a little earlier. Tanking is 61% from the foul line this season. Averaging 2.5 points per game, 1.2 rebounds a game. And their free throw is pure itself as well. Maya Tanking, 5 points here in this third quarter. Axel down the floor, far side perimeter, double-teamed is blitzing. She somehow finds it out to Strauffin. Hazenkamp keeping the ball from going out of bounds. And now she's being double-teamed, loses the ball behind her. Last touch by Centralia. Axel will maintain the possession. 1:17 to go in the third. 43-30. Centralia up by 13 over Axel. Into Strauffin, drives down the aisle, missing off the left of the rim and the board by Josie Haverkamp. 5 rebounds here in this game for Josie Haverkamp alongside her 8 points. Taking the right wing. Now Rempe. Rempe, Kramer, looks inside. Haverkamp skips out to the top of the arc. 3-point flyer off the back heel, but a put back for Josie Haverkamp. Bailing out the missed three from Keelan Rempe. And now down the floor, Axel having the ball knocked out of bounds by Centralia. Substitution hitting the floor. For the Axel Eagles, Emma Krager coming in here for the first time tonight. For the Eagles, a 5'6" sophomore. They'll throw it over the top to Strauffin, and Axel will. She works at the free throw line. Now passes right side to Reagan. Now to Krager. Ball in her hands for the first time tonight. She'll pass it left to Strauffin, who drains the three. Natalie now eclipsing double digits here in this game with 11 points. Axel only trailing by 12 with 23 seconds to go in this third. Inside look, Haverkamp, ball is bounced around and out of bounds by Axel. Centralia maintaining the offensive possession. Some rubber duckies being squeaked here in the background if you hear them. They're having a halftime contest with rubber duckies to give away something and raise money for prom. So that's pretty cool there for Axel. I was kind of jealous. I couldn't throw a rubber ducky at half court, but here a timeout is called by Centralia. Their third timeout used of the game. Here less than a minute, 20 to go in this third quarter. It is 45-33, Centralia over Axel. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class
take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Here, Centralia over Axel. Just seconds remaining here to go in this third quarter. Centralia has it. Rempe passing underneath the Gibbs. Couldn't finish. Foot in front of the basket. And now this ball is loose on the ground. And a foul coming here from the far side. And that's going to look to come probably against Axel. It will. Fourth foul of the quarter against the Eagles. And the first foul of the game called on Reagan Hazenkamp. 7.5 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Rempe on the baseline, looking out to her right. She'll fly it left. Kramer dribbling up to the elbow. Pass out to Rempe. Rempe, rainbow shot. It hits the jackpot of gold. Keelan Rempe to end quarter three with a high-flying three. 48-33, Centralia up by 15 over Axel. The same lead they had going into this second half. We'll take 60 aside. We're back here after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Eight minutes left to go in this contest. We just start the fourth quarter here. Axel down by 15, 48-33. Centralia has the lead. Axel has the ball to start this fourth quarter. Inside the works of Hazenkamp. And they'll get 3 seconds in the lane. Calling on Axel. Axel, 12 turnovers here on this game. Centralia, but still less than 10. As Kramer has it at the top of the arc, she'll go underneath to Haberkamp, floats one on a fadeaway shot from short corner and missed. Rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler with over 12 rebounds here in this contest. 6 points. She's back in here with four fouls for Axel. Got to keep her here out on the floor if you want a chance if you're Axel. Detweiler floats a short corner shot. She drains it. That's why you want to keep her here out on the court if you're the Eagles, because she can do pull-up moves just like that. Now this is a 13-point game. Centralia responds with a three. Keelan Rempe, her second three of the game. Axel, 4 of 9 outside the arc. Centralia. Here the man-to-man. Axel gets it down the floor. Dropping far side corner to McClellan inside to Hazenkamp. Blocked and picked up by Gibbs. Centralia down the floor now with Gibbs. Kramer on the right high wing. She'll drive in. Kick up to the top. Rempe straightaway shot for a three off the heel and clearing the board is Alyssa Hazenkamp. Down the floor to Reagan Hazenkamp. Reagan driving into the nail, in front of the free throw line. She floats it, hits off the back iron, and in for two. Reagan Hazenkamp, 8 points in the game, 3 rebounds and a steal. Definitely a great game here for the 5'7" sophomore. Centralia looking to make a quick response. Left elbow shot, missed by Gibbs, and now she'll fall on the rebound on the floor. Whistle blown, and Gibbs is slow to get up. The seeing if she can get up. Yes, she does. Just a little slow now. A slight wobble. And that timeout was called by Centralia. Well, go ahead and keep things here, but Gibbs looks like she's in a little bit of pain there. And she will head to the bench. We'll see if they substitute her out of this game. She's still in the huddle there for her team, so see if this is something that she can kind of work through to get back out on
Hello,
the floor.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I
there
have
for
been a
Centralia, but it's 51-37. Centralia here still leads over Axel. We're in quarter number four with 6:10 left to go. Gibbs, she dove on the floor for the ball. Centralia used the timeout to maintain the possession, but Gibbs, she made it hard, and she will not come back out on the floor. On the Haber camp, Becker will be in her place. Kramer getting in on the throw from Rempe. Now Rempe to Becker. Becker, Rempe, right side, Kramer. Pump fake, drives inside, jump stops at the low block, and foul will go up and shoot two. It'll be Hayden Kramer. Open Gibbs can make the recovery there. On the bench, again, she was able to get up on her own and got off to the bench by herself. Didn't show any particular pain in any area, so yeah, hoping that she can foul through whatever it was that happened. But Kramer here, first free throw, nailed to the basket. Kramer at the line, 71% this season. Her second free throw is hobbled off the left side of the iron. Kramer goes 1-for-2, and ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. 6 minutes now to tick here in this fourth quarter. 52-37. Centralia over Axel. Down the floor, Detweiler, and she sips this ball right past McClellan. That one just went way too fast, and that'll be a turnover for Axel. 13 turnovers on the game for the Eagles. Centralia takes it down the floor. No pressure. Axel in a 2-3 zone. Kramer, right side Thompson, to Rempe, inside Haverkamp, turns the basket and hits the window and finds the bowl. Haverkamp now with 12 points on the game, 6 boards. Axel down the floor, looks for a response from Stroppin, 6 foot in front of the basket, misses, ball being scrapped for on the ground. It's going to be a tie-up. No, right before it was. Timeout taken by head coach Brad Brockman. Only one timeout remaining for Axel. With 5:24 to go in this contest, it's 54-37. Centralia over Axel. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Kramer with the steal down the floor and a finish for Melinda Becker for the Centralia Panthers. 14th turnover of the game for Axel. 56-37 Centralia over Axel. Caitlin Detweiler dribbles down the left low block and they're going to get a foul called on Centralia. They'll send Caitlin Detweiler up to the foul line. Detweiler in the second quarter went 2-for-2. She's got 8 points on this game. 4 fouls against her though, but an assist and 13 rebounds. Her first free throw is song to the basket. It's important here for Axel that Detweiler stays out here on the floor for Axel. McClellan comes back in for the Eagles, coming in for Hazenkamp. 5 minutes to go in this game, 56-38. Centralia over Axel. Second free throw is straight to the basket for Caitlin Detweiler. She's now at a double-double. It draws it to 17 points with 4:50 left to go in this fourth. Kramer flies a three off the front iron. She rebounds her own shot. Kramer with it at the timeline, right on in front to Hazenkamp, or Haverkamp. Haverkamp, Thompson on the baseline, kick out, left corner, and nailed. Mike Ewan Rempe. Rempe with three threes in this second half. Right here, she's got 13 points on the game, three steals. An impressive performance for sure from the 5'7" junior. Axel looking to find a response here. Down 59-39, a 20-point deficit, their biggest they have faced in this game, with 4 minutes left to go. McClellan on the near corner. Foul called on Centralia. On the bounce pass to the interior, that'll come on against Centralia's. Well, I haven't given the numbers yet. It'll come on Keelan Rempe, her second foul of the game, second team foul of the quarter on Centralia. Axel's only one timeout left to go here in this contest, down by 20. 3-point flyer missed by Stroffman, rebounded by Rempe, her fourth board of the game. Down the floor, tanking, and stolen by Caitlin Detweiler, her first steal of the contest, eighth turnover for Centralia. Detweiler on the left seam. Double team, now she'll go Stroffman, Stroffman, Bussing, Bussing a three. Off the right of the basket, it rolls and rebounded by Tanking, her first board of the contest. Down the floor, Becker, fast break, couldn't get it in, but a put back for Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp, geez, no strange face to put backs. There's an offensive rebound to be had. There are some points to follow. Josie Haverkamp, 14 points in this game already. She averages 13.1 points per game. She's also got 7 rebounds and a steal. Four players for Centralia are in double digits. Axel down the floor here underneath, busting in for two. Kramer, Haverkamp, Rempe, and Gibbs all in double digit scoring. Kramer left elbow, drains it on a float. 2:50 now to go in the fourth quarter, 63-41. Centralia for Axel. Centralia is starting to really separate here this game now in this fourth. As Detweiler drives in, is fouled, and will go up to the foul line to shoot two. Axel, if they can't get back in this game and try to come back and win it, they'll drop to 15-7 on the season, 3-5 in the TBL. Trailing, they didn't improve to 17-3 and 7-2 in the Twin Valley League. First free throw here up for Detweiler's main. She's 5-5 the free throw line here in the game. Centralia, they can't contend for the Twin Valley League title anymore. Is outright won by the Hanover Girls. They are 9-1 on the season. Centralia, the best they can do is potentially finish second, depending on how some outcomes come with Lynn, as they lost to Lynn last week on Friday. Detweiler, her second free throw, is through the basket. Nicely weaved. Now Centralia takes over. Haverkamp at the top, tanking left the wing. Now into Becker. Becker kicked out on an island as Rempe. She'll go left. Tanking is on an island as well. Missed the three-pointer, and rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler, the impressive amount of rebounds in this game for her, continuously to count. She got a double-double. Detweiler out to her left. Bussing, McClellan to Detweiler. Back to McClellan, sets her feet on the right wing, off the heel, and snagging the board is Tanking, but a foul to follow on Axel. Clock stopped at 2 minutes 6 seconds here in the fourth. 63-43. Centralia leads by 20 over Axel. Of course, substate alignments for any small classes coming out tomorrow at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. Substate play beginning on Monday. And we'll continue throughout the week. Course coverage here on MSC Sports Radio Network on all of our stations. Centralia with the ball, left side, Tanking on the wing, skip off the left iron, pick up the rebound, it's Claire Heinen, first time her coming in the game for Centralia, but then she turns it over, down the floor, Axel, Bussing, drives the basket, misses the shot, and Rempe picks up the board, down the floor, to Tanking, on the left wing, right side to Heinen, sets her feet, now she'll dribble left to Tanking, on a pass, Haverkamp, up top, Rempe. Centralia looking to run some time here off the clock. Axel understands the excitement. Not going to foul yet. Potentially may not. Potential wave of the white flag here for Axel. Down by 20 with a minute 12 to go in the game. And it looks like that'll be the case. Some bench substitutes here for Axel coming in. Elena Bergman as well as Rhea Farrell, both freshmen, in for Axel. So a white flag here looks like for the Eagles as Centralia will look to potentially take this win. Already up by 20 points with 60 seconds to go. McClellan's rebound down the floor. She'll throw it. Farrell misses the opportunity for a, what could have been an easy bunny. Now both teams have put their substitutes in, and this contest has come away with a victory for Centralia. But what will the final score be? We'll find out here in the next 50 seconds. 63-43 right now. Centralia over Axel. Heinen, the senior on the left wing, drives inside, passes it down low to Kaylee McKee, the sophomore. And she loses the ball down for a turnover. Centralia now 9 turnovers on the game. As a reminder, our regular season broadcasting comes down to an end this Friday. 92.1 KMZ with Valley Heights up at Onega. Of course, this is our second last week also of coaches' shows. So if you've not yet or you love to tune in to them, be sure to tune in to our second last week here of coaches' show starting at 5:30 p.m. on both Wednesdays and Thursdays on 103.9 KMZ and 92.1 KMZ for all your local female teams. Here, left side, three-pointer up, missed by Franklin for Centralia. Heinen picks up the rebound. Centralia with 16 seconds to go. Heinen throws up a three. It's missed off the right iron. Another offensive board. Back to Heinen. She holds this ball. And I think this might just be the end of the game as Kaya Franklin holds this one out for Centralia. And that will be the case. 63-43. Centralia wins by 20 points over the Axel Eagles. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back for our post-game show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money till Friday, Kyle.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Oh, God.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZ here for our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankforfarmers.com. Here the Centralia Panthers come with a big-time victory over Axel, 63-43. First quarter, Centralia led 10-6, and then outscored Axel 20-9 in quarter two to go up 30-15 at the half. Both teams scored 18 points in the third quarter. Axel was trying to make it look real competitive, but Detweiler, she had to come out, and she picked up four fouls in the third quarter, but she wound up not fouling out to finish the game, which is mildly impressive as she played the entirety of the fourth quarter, but Centralia would outscore Axel 15-10 in the final quarter of play. So win by 20 points in the finale of the contest. Centralia now 17-3 on the season and 7-2 in the Twin Valley League. Axel falling to 15-7 on the year and 3-5 in the Twin Valley League. Of course, here with still some games in the Twin Valley League to finish up for both of these teams. Of course, the outright runner of the league tournament has been assigned with the Hanover Girls on the girls' side. But this is the final game that will count towards Substate, as Substate assignments will come out tomorrow, Wednesday, at around 10 a.m. We'll have a couple of our coaches' shows talk about it on all of those segments. But again, Centralia looking through some numbers for Thompson, 6 points, and Kramer, 13, Josie Haberkamp, 14, 7 rebounds, Lane Becker, 2 points, Keelan Rempe, 13 points with 3 threes and 5 boards and 3 assists, or 3 steals, excuse me, and Tava Gibbs, just 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 steals. The Axel Eagles also, excuse me, real quick, Maya Tankin with 5 points. She had a 3 as well for Centralia. For Axel, 8 points from Reagan Hazenkamp, 3 rebounds. They have Stropman with 11 points on the game. Kelly Detweiler with the only double-double of the contest with 12 points and 12 rebounds. And Avery Bussing with 4 points. Kelly McClellan with 6 with 2 threes. And Alyssa Hazenkamp with 2 points total for Axel. The final team numbers, Centralia 28 rebounds, 9 turnovers, 4 threes. 4 for 6 at the free throw line and 9 steals, while the Axel Eagles had 22 rebounds, 15 turnovers, 2 threes, 8 for 8 at the free throw line, and 3 steals, while Caitlin Detweiler came away 6 for 6 at the free throw line. Well, here I'm going to nominate for the player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, Dama here to Keelan Rempe, the 5'7" junior. Not very often do I give the nominee here to Keelan Rempe, but she had an incredible night. Of course, also three other players finishing in double digits for Centralia, but Rempe, the 3 threes, the 3 assists, the 5 rebounds, the 13 total points, the assists, her ability to be out on the floor, drive the ball down the court as well. She did an overall incredible job for Centralia. Not much to fault there. She also hit over 100 points scored this season, as now she is at 111 scored here on the year, coming in tonight with 98 points, so great accomplishment for her. So it feels right to give her the player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Right now, it's a little bit of an extended post game as they're recognizing the senior standouts here for Axel. Of course, real quick, I'd like to give a shout out to the senior standouts. That Axel started the game with 4 of their seniors: Nellie Stropman, the 5'10" senior forward; Avery Bussing, the 5'5" senior guard; Kelly McClellan, the 5'6" senior; and Alyssa Hazekamp, the 5'7" senior guard. So shout out to those seniors for Axel. Of course, we'll talk about the upcoming seniors with the Axel boys, and we'll get into our boys matchup upcoming. A Centralia team 10-10, and Axel boys team that is 20-1, and win tonight to outright win the Twin Valley League on the boys' side. Real quick, a step aside, we're back in a few here for our boys matchup coming up at 92.1 KMZA, but one final time, our Centralia girls beating Axel 63-43. We're back after this on the MSC Sports